next speaker is Eldon Comfort from Amnesty International.
Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. I want to speak briefly from the perspectives of a longtime member of Amnesty International and as a veteran of World War II. I also represent all those who wear ties on a summer day. The raison d'etre for Amnesty International began and continues to be to free all prisoners of conscience, that is, men and women imprisoned for their beliefs. Typically, we find ourselves addressing injustices in countries other than Canada, mostly police states, where the military are in control. But today, we have here in Canada a situation reminiscent of a third world country. The circumstances surrounding John Clark's arrest, incarceration, and denial of bail fit our definition of a political prisoner. This denial of due process, coming days before the Olympic decision, will be perceived as an attempt to silence an orator who embarrasses authorities when he exposes their hypocrisies and their callousness with respect to homelessness. Yeah. It would seem that this arbitrary use of power is meant also to intimidate others, like us here, who would vigorously protest against injustices. Where is our proud tradition of Canadian justice? It looks as though Amnesty International has work to do here in Canada. As a veteran of World War II, I remember the risks that I took were to defend democratic rule that would include the rights of men and women to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and yes, the freedom of dissent. I am disturbed as a member of Amnesty International that bail for John Clark is being withheld. Justice delayed is justice denied.